It's Mike Iaconelli. This is Bash U TV.
Here's what's awesome about Bash U TV.
You get the top instructors.
You will learn things at Bash U that you will learn nowhere else.
We take the mystery and the myths out of bass fishing.
Real tools that help you catch more fish consistently.
At Bash U TV, shoes are optional.
And I like turtles.
And that's why you want to check out Bash U TV.
Join the Bash U family.
Welcome to Bash U TV.
Hey guys, Micah Frazier here. I've got a bait from War Eagle. It's called the Screaming Eagle. You may think this is a small quarter ounce bait, but it's actually a half ounce. The Screaming Eagle has got weighted shank of the hook. It goes down into the shank, but it's hidden under the skirt, so you can maintain that compact size. War Eagle's born in the Ozarks in the, you know, deep, clear lakes. This is a great bait, deep, clear water, spotted bass, smallmouth. I mean, it's a fish catcher. Y'all check it out.
Come with us, children. It is the new day, the new dawn. We must run through the forest to hear the news. There is a new bass fishing league in town. Hear ye, hear ye. Read all about it. It is now time for the National Professional Fishing League. Paul Benson and Alan McCulloch right now. Hey, what are you guys, what's going on?
Fishing League.
Uh-oh.
Paul Benson and Alan McCulloch right now.
Holy cow. I hear me.
There we go.
There you are. What's up, Paul?
What's happening?
What's up, Big Al?
What's going on, guys?
What are you guys doing? Sorry for the delay, guys.
That was a great first bid. You can't speak with Ronnie Moore and Davey Hyde. That was great.
He talks. Ronnie Moore talks. You know what I mean?
I just hand-hewn all this cedar horizontal because that's what I thought. Davey's is vertical. It's all getting changed.
Role models, Paul. I get it. Hey, first thing off the bat, want to compliment you, Paul Benson, on your movie quality Halloween costume on the Ike Live show the other night. Movie quality stuff. Amazing.
Well, my domestic partner is not too happy because I've had women like attacking the house. Like they come in, they I don't know what they found out, what they heard, but they have been abusing me everywhere that I go.
Yeah.
Maybe you should move down there, Pat.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Do a lot better. And it's the, you know, I totally don't relate to that, but I get it. Amazing movie quality costume. Now the other thing, and I'm sorry, I'm just taking care of essential business first before we get down to the heart of the matter. Have you seen Orlando lately? Have you seen Orlando Wilson?
He's close. His grandson's fishing a little high school deal around here. His daughter's a construction mogul. He's doing well from everything that I've seen and heard.
Wow. Yeah. So you don't like see him at the gas station or at the Walmart or anything?
He's in Adairsville. I'm in Dallas. There's kind of an old, it goes back to the great locomotive chase from the Civil War. and it's just, you know, kind of a Hatfield McCoy thing here in Georgia. No, my sister lives in Adairsville, right down the road from him. I try to buy diesel in Dallas. It's a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, if you ever if you ever run into Orlando, then please send me a picture. Please do it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. If you come down here when you get inundated with the devil's dandruff up there this winter, you know, you fly on down to Atlanta, and we'll go fishing, and I'll make some calls and see if I can't line up a little. You're gonna have to spring for lunch.
You know? Orlando, oh, that's no problem. Yeah,
Orlando is gonna charge you.
He's a little guy. He don't eat much.
But we'll I'll make some calls and see if I can't arrange a little lunchtime or dinner at the Mexican joint up there in Adairsville.
Wow, I love it. All right. Well, I'm sorry about taking care of those selfish matters. Al, I apologize for that. Please,
Please forgive me. Please.
But hey, you guys are all right. You know, you stole my thunder before I came on. I was going to ask, where the hell are the cheerleaders at?
Jerry's a smart guy, man.
Yeah.
That old Jerry. He sure was, man. We lost a good one there. But I want to hear about the National Professional Fishing League, all right? That's a tongue twister, first of all. What do you got? Is it the NPFL? Is it the NAT? Poof. What is it?
So eventually we will get to making it a lot easier for y'all at the NPFL.
Yeah.
But, you know, you say NPFL out of the gate and everybody's like, well, what are you talking about? So at this time, of course, hey, the National Professional Fishing League, we get that out there to everybody. But, yeah, we're going to be, you know, people will call it whatever they want. We prefer NPFL. Makes it simple and everything like that for web address and email and all that stuff. But it's exciting times for myself and the ownership group, Paul being one of them.
Sure. And you guys, I learned a lot on, you did a great job on the Ike Live show. It was that last week, I think. And
appreciate
I mean,
it.
You did a great job for real. So I kind of learned the gist of it. There's, and you know, interject, please. I might get something wrong. There's 125 anglers. Okay.
Correct.
This is designed to be a simple format tournament, to keep it simple, the KISS principle for the anglers. It's an angler-centric program centered around the angler, correct?
You got that right.
Oh, okay, gotcha. 125 in the field, 5K an event. 5K an event to enter, 6 events, and it's labeled...
2 per month, right?
Is that what it is?
That's Say 20, that again.
That's 24.
Only 2... Well, no... they'd be separated. There'd only be 2 in each month, right? For 6 months?
Or, no,
I'm sorry, for 3 months.
Two spring, 2 summer, right. 2 fall.
Right, in each season, you meant to say.
That's
I get
what
it
I meant.
Now. Yeah,
That's
okay.
What I meant.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense. Okay. And it's not going to conflict with the other organizations. We heard that. It's going to allow the anglers to have a choice. All right? And the first thing that I heard about it and learned about it that I don't understand is you designed it to be a working man's tournament organization, okay? Something that someone could still have a job. You gave examples on the Ike Live show of James Watson working and still, you know, fishing professional. He's a professional angler. The part that I don't get, guys, and help me understand is how is that? How are you labeling it as a working man's division? So someone who still wants to have a job and be a professional, or you know what I mean, full-time job.
So let me kind of just explain. I think we kind of get, we put the blinders on when we talk about a working man's fishing circuit or fishing trail, and then everybody just looks at the $5,000 entry fee. Of course, that's a lot of money to invest.
Right. Everybody looks at the money.
25
sure.
Anglers, and you're fishing for $500,000. But when we talk about working man, let's think outside just that entry fee part of it. We're talking about as far as travel goes, logistically setting up the tournaments. As Paul alluded to, we've got 2 spring, 2 summer, and 2 fall. So 90-95% of the anglers out there, number one, they've got a family. Number two, they've got a career or they've got a business. To spread those tournaments out there with the 2 spring, the 2 summer, the 2 fall, have a payment plan as far as the deposit goes, and then taking the payment in through June and July when we set everything up, that's kind of where we're going with that moniker as far as working man. There's not a lot of anglers out there that basically that's their main income or their only income. So when we talk about working man, let's kind of get away just from the entry fee part of it and look at the logistics of scheduling, travel time, working around their business or their job and their family.
Got it. Thank you for explaining
okay.
that. Because that's
absolutely
the way, I mean, just – me as an angler, former second place champion of tournaments locally, 6 boaters. I want to let you guys know that that's the first thing I look at is, you know, 5K. Wow, how's that working, man? You know, but thank you, Al. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The contingency that talks about the entry fees being what they are. You know, I have respect for every penny. Every penny counts, and we operate on shoestring budgets and whatnot, and we want everything to be the best value to everybody. That being said, somebody has to have skin in the game. the FLW, everyone's concentrating on $5,000 a tournament rather than $30,000 a year. We're $30,000 a year in 2021. This year, FLW's $40,000 a year. Bass does have an early entry discount for guys that pay cash up. That it even at that early entry discount, I'm not 100% clear what's going on in 2020, but I believe the number is 25.5. So so when you're running in comparison to the level of fishing that we're expecting people to make an investment in, we're right there in line with everybody else. We do have less tournaments. So, I mean, if it has to be broken down per tournament, we may be considered more. But on an annual cost for the angler, we are actually less expensive than a lot of other folks. That being said, there are great organizations out there. The Bass Opens, the Nation Tournaments, BFLs, Costas. There's all kinds of various tournament organizations out there in a price pattern that the people that don't like the $5,000 entry fee are in on. We have a lot of anglers who are willing to put that money up because it kind of disseminates the field to everybody's got an equal share of skin in the game at that amount.
I see. Now the 125 guys, right? Is this filled?
Currently, right now, we're taking applications and resumes, and they are coming in hot and heavy based on, the press release last Monday, the items that we've got up on our website currently, plus all the exposure we get with you guys as far as your show goes. So Paul made a good put a good video out there last week on our Facebook page, and it's also up on our website. Look, we'll be the judge of who's good and who's worthy of getting in that invite. So anybody out there who has aspirations and they want to go out there and fish against some great competition for some big bucks, $500,000 per event, throw your resume for us. Go up to the website, fill out the application, and we'll give you a good look.
It's pretty cool that you're offering an additional opportunity, in my opinion. Now, here's my question to you. 125 spots. You have also the Bass Opens. You have also the Bass Elites. You have also the Bass Pro Tour. You also have MLF. You also have whatever that FLW MLF merger thing is going on now, so out of these 125 anglers, the ones that have already signed up, are they finding it easy to procure sponsorship for a league that is not yet established? Are you getting any feedback or any type of question or any type of rebuttals or positive, negative, whatever it is?
Well, the immediate feedback from the anglers who have said they're extremely interested and want to participate have voiced their opinions on how we need to approach certain sponsors. So let's say Ryan was an interested angler and he's sponsored by TH Marine and War Eagle and all these guys. We have had those calls where Ryan would call up and say, "Hey guys, I'm interested. I want to fish. Can you reach out to War Eagle, TH Marine, and all my anglers, Alpha Angler, whoever may sponsor Ryan, and can you reach out to them and make sure that it's okay that I'm going to fish your deal?" I have heard from numerous anglers that sponsors without our involvement just for 2020. I've had multiple, I'm comfortable to say FLW tour anglers who I've spoke to whose sponsors have come to them and said, "What are you fishing next year? It's our deal with you is dependent on that." That shows that there's a little bit of an issue out there for some companies with, depending on what anglers, are fishing what. In our opinion, there is no closed door. We are all inclusive, not exclusive. We will have some different various levels for sponsorship. We're not looking for five specific title sponsors and then locking everybody else. We want to have an open and fluid partnership so that if an angler is representing Falcon, Charger, Phoenix, whatnot, I had a conversation this weekend with an angler who felt that he was slighted on one of the other major tours because he didn't have the right boat. He did well in a tournament.
It's not the first time we've heard that. No.
Well, so these are things where we as an organization, Al, myself, Brad, and Michelle, all deal with these anglers on a day-to-day basis. We kind of are, as sponsors for other companies and whatnot, we're kind of a listening post. We're kind of a support program for these guys, and that's why we're creating what we're creating. Just because somebody doesn't pay us to be a sponsor, whether we're on network television, whether it's live, whether it's whatever it is, just because, let's say we line up Ranger, Falcon, and Phoenix as title sponsors. If somebody's going to rock a ballistic, if somebody's going to rock a Charger, Nitro, we don't care. It's on the angler to help us to understand what's important to their sponsors. And if they do that, we're going to do our damnedest to make sure that everybody gets as much coverage as they can within reason. That being said, you know, Pat, you know just as well as anybody, the money talks.
Yeah.
And we have to make positive business decisions as well.
And that's why I asked that question, because there's not – I've talked to – since you made the announcement, Paul, and since I learned that you were involved in this new league, you and Al, and you're both well-respected in the fishing industry. You really are. I mean, you have some history. Now, quit shaking your head. Whatever. You are. You are, Paul.
Snoop.
All right. Well, Paul's not, but Al is. So, anyway.
I'm getting tainted by Paul, guys.
Yeah, sorry. Don't,
take him away.
It's a company you keep, Al. Didn't your parents teach you? So,
absolutely. Yeah. My dad's watching right now.
That's even bigger, Al, huh? Your
absolutely.
Dad.
Absolutely.
Okay, I gotcha. But you know, the you guys are well-respected in the industry, okay? And I've spoken to numerous professional anglers. Actually, I'm just going to say three of them. So that's kind of, you know, what happened to
that's
Paul
numerous.
Again? Paul, are you okay? Paul? Al, what happened to Paul?
I'm trying to read comments while we're doing. I need to get the tripod. Al, I'm going to send a requisition for that tomorrow, so just pay it out.
You know who's the
send
tripod?
Send it to Djibouti.
Yeah.
Send it to Djibouti.
There you go.
The tripod is actually James Watson. His nickname is the tripod. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Yes.
Well, you know, the jury's still out on that one.
Yeah. According to who?
I don't know. Just a picture I saw with James in a tripod.
The tricycle.
Hey, Paul, you mentioned coverage. What kind of coverage? Do you guys have anything set up yet? And do you know what kind of coverage you're going to get on these tournaments? Can you hear me?
You know, I'll answer Paul. Hey, Paul, I'll answer. We've got 15 8mm cameras.
Perfect.
That are just
kicking
ass.
Like the dad cam? Like the big
exactly.
camcorders?
We're gonna send out replay A tracks weekly. You know, they're gonna be recycled week in and week out. So please send them back self-addressed stamped envelope.
Send it to
real to real.
Wait, hold on 1 second before you guys go, because I do want to hear about the coverage, but I still want to talk about the money and the sponsorship part before we move on. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm still not clear on it. I was getting at the point that you guys are respected in the industry. Okay. Everyone that I've spoken to has great things to say about the potential of the league. I've actually spoken to three Elite Series anglers about your league. Okay. And they like sounds like a pretty good idea. Okay. Especially with there is no certain future in anything, and especially bass fishing leagues right now. Okay, let's be frank about it. All right? This could be good timing for you guys. Here's the thing. What I'm hearing is the rebuttal, all right? And I mean no disrespect by this whatsoever, okay? And just, you know, we know each other. Now, the problem is, am I going to be able to get sponsorship for this league? That's what I'm hearing. That's the deal. Am I going to be, as a new angler, am I going to be able to get sponsorship for this league? And there's two fields of thought. One, that it's going to be hard, but it can be done based on your resume. Okay. The other one is basically, it just comes down to the nuts and bolts of it. All right. I mean, what do you think about that? So, the other one is, I'm going to get sponsorship for this because it's a new league and people are eager for change. All right? I've heard that.
So go ahead, Paul. You start first.
Well, Pat, my first response, if you were an angler asking me that question, my first response would be, does John Cruise get his sponsorship dollars because he fishes bass? No. I have talked to several FLW anglers. As some folks know, as some folks don't know, I'm the vice president of Cash and Fishing Rods. And when the FLW was purchased, I had multiple anglers call me who we deal with on the FLW tour, and they say, is our deal still the same? Is it okay that you know, I'm fishing this new FLW deal and we don't know what it is? And I told them all, rest easy. Me, as a manufacturer, and maybe I'm wrong in my decision, I'm sponsoring James Watson, not MLF. I'm sponsoring John Cruise, not Bass. Well, I have the utmost respect for those organizations. It's the work ethic. It's the work ethic of the angler that determines what I'm going to base spending
100%
my dollars
on. 100% that EDED we talked about.
But I think what Pat's asking is, you sponsor James Watson because he's James Watson. But
right.
If James Watson was just fishing his little local 10-boat derby, you wouldn't be putting money into him. You're sponsoring him because he's on a platform. So I think that's what Pat's asking.
Well, I'm asking exactly that. Well, if the anglers that don't necessarily have the track record, let's put it that way, that a guy like John Cruise does or a guy like James Watson. You know, I mean, if you don't have the track record, that's what I'm hearing. That's why I'm bringing it up, that it's harder for guys like that to get sponsorship. Is that true or false? What do you think?
I think I can safely say without kind of tipping our hat, and we're not trying to make everything sound like smoke and mirrors, but one thing that given 125 other guys who aren't in the industry 100% all day, every day, also opens the door for is a lot of other companies and folks that don't currently sponsor fishing. We want to participate with all the major motor manufacturers, but we understand that budgets are tight. We understand that they may not see this as a long-term viability right off the bat because it's not what they're used to seeing. You say we're well respected, but Al and I will be the first to tell you we're kind of the new guys. We're kind of the rookies, and that's fine. We like that position where we're at. That being said, with the way that we are working directly with the anglers to build this trail, I think based on the angler response and how we take care of our anglers will significantly allow the manufacturers to see that we are a force to be reckoned with and somebody to put sponsor dollars with because they know it's going to excellent use, you know, as far as we run lean, we run mean, we're good stewards of everything that we do, and we're going to put out the best viable product we can and help these anglers get more time in front of the camera and you know, a larger disbursement of availability for these guys to showcase their skill set.
Let me add on to that just real quick for you guys, and then we'll move on and stuff. You know, and when I came to Paul and Michelle and Brad, who are at Omega Custom Tech, when we put together this ownership here, you know, you look at 85 spots on the elite side, about 80 on MLF. It's down to 150 on the FLW Pro Circuit. You're looking at 310 professional anglers, so to speak, in the world, okay?
Yeah.
I look at guys down, you know, I cut my teeth with Anglers in Action, the Big Bass Bash, and the Terrell family.
Yes, sir.
I've been doing it for 15 years, so understand the optics and the logistics, the marketing, the sponsorship part.
They're part owners, too, right, Al?
What's that?
The Terrells are in the ownership group, too, correct?
No, the Terrells are not. They own Midwest Fish Tournaments, Anglers in Action, and the Big Bass Bash.
Okay.
The ownership group is Paul Benson, myself, and Michelle and Brad from Omega Custom Tax.
Oh, that's right, Michelle and Brad. What's Michelle and Brad's last name again?
Fuller.
Oh, that's what, yeah.
Fuller.
Yeah, never mind. Continue. Sorry to interrupt.
So to get back to that, our belief, look, like I said, 80, 85, 150, that's 310 as far as the professionals go on that platform. There's a lot of guys out there. You look at Dylan Hayes, who just won the Costa down there at Lake of the Ozark about 3 weeks ago. You got a lot of the BFL All-Americans. You got Roger Fitzpatrick that just killed it over at Grand Lake and stuff. We firmly believe, as far as marketing power goes and bringing in sponsors, whether they're endemic or not endemic, there's 125 anglers out there and personalities that we can provide a platform for, and we can have some hammers out there.
Yeah.
The great thing about that, for guys like you at Straycast, here's 125 more personalities
I like
that
it.
You're going to become familiar with.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And just,
yeah, absolutely.
Just like the elites this year, we got to know a lot of cool new people, you
yeah.
know?
Absolutely.
So did you guys, you know? I like it, and I like the fact that you said it. You touched on both points. You know, some people are saying, hey, it's going to be hard to get sponsorship. Other people are saying, yeah, it's a new league. There's a lot of other companies, maybe non-endemic sponsors,
yeah.
that are willing to get into this deal. Now, a guy like Ryan Whitaker, you said, hey, an angler like Ryan Whitaker, TH Marine, Alpha Angler sponsor. You guys are owners of a new bass fishing league. Will you do things to kind of help your anglers along, maybe help them procure some sponsorships to achieve what they need to do to fish, you know?
Yeah, so right now, we're working with a company. We're putting together basically a digital PowerPoint for the anglers that'll be geared towards the anglers, a digital PowerPoint that'll be geared towards the venues, and a digital PowerPoint that'll be geared towards the sponsors. When we send out these invites, after we go through all these resumes and applications and do our due diligence, we're going to send them that digital PowerPoint to where they can take into their sponsors, and it's going to lay out from A to Z exactly what this professional fishing league is all about. And then that way that those sponsors and that angler can make the best decision for his or her business and their family if this is something that they want to pursue and they want to do. So we're going to definitely... We don't want to just say you're invited, now go find your sponsors. We're going to be there to back them up and help them, you know, procure sponsors along the way.
That's
it's going
this
to be
guy.
A benefit to both the angler and the organization.
He's a perfect example.
Absolutely.
Ryan.
Well, and in their defense, too, I mean, until there's a full season of this, there's going to be a lot of unanswered questions. I mean, as far as, you know, can you get sponsors for it? You know, I think people are going to need to see how it's received and how everything goes before they commit to sponsoring somebody for a tour like this.
And what's the launch date?
The projected? March of 2021.
March
we don't have a hard date yet. But
okay.
One of the things we've done in the press release is, look, we're not going to schedule on top of Bass Opens simply because we don't believe that we should take that opportunity away from any angler to go to a classic.
Mm-hmm.
So who signed up? Who do you got? Come on, spill the beans. Give us some names. Who do you got?
Paul Benson.
Come on.
Al McCullough, Brad Fuller, Michelle Fuller. That's
Orlando Wilson.
Yeah.
I just heard Ryan Whitaker. Pat, in the current market for tournament anglers, we have some guys who are chomping at the bit, ready to say, I want to be the first one to sign. Right now, it's in everybody's best interest if we just kind of hold that close to the vest. We will not name we're not going to name the field until we have the whole field selected. We're guessing that we're guessing around end of first quarter, you know, maybe a few weeks before the end of the first quarter. If there's any kind of big events or anything going on in the fishing industry, that may be a good time to announce a field.
Sure.
And then, you know, the scheduling, like Al said, will be dependent on the opens. You know, we're just telling everybody, don't plan on seeing anything definitive related to scheduling until late third quarter, early fourth quarter of next year, based on, you know, what Bass wants to do.
What about venues? Will you announce the venues?
I'll say this, and this was a question I was going to ask specifically of you, Ryan. Ryan, I have the utmost respect for you and your history, your knowledge of the fishing industry. I know you're extremely passionate about it. What is one lake that you think a tournament like ours should go to that nobody's thinking about or nobody's talking about? What would that mean?
It's Christmas in November.
125. Yeah. Yeah, right off the top of my head, Southern Lake, Michigan.
Lake Michigan.
Man.
Into the Cal-Sag, River Open.
125 boats,
River Open.
It's hard to say. I like Lake Vermilion, Minnesota. It's not huge, but I think it's big enough.
Well, that's kind of the process by which we will finalize lakes. We have pooled lake names together, and fortunately, we cover different regions and different histories in what we do. You know, Al has a lot of knowledge of stuff up in that Wisconsin-Minnesota corridor, and as well as Texas. We got Missouri covered, Alabama, Georgia. I have seen a lot of lakes come back to fruition, old lakes. I am pumped to see Eufaula on two schedules. I've fished mm-hmm. Lake Eufaula for about...
Watch the Gators.
Probably going on 20 years now, and Eufaula is absolutely one of my favorite lakes. The real Eufaula, the one down here, Walter F. George Lake Eufaula on the Alabama-Georgia border.
Yeah, Tom Mann's lake. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I have sat in Tom Mann's old office, meaning the can behind the little tackle shop that's in the new place attached to the gas station.
Awesome.
But I'm glad to see that lake there, and I'm glad to see it getting the respect that it is. Neely Henry's on the open list this year. So I think that mm-hmm. I think that organizations are starting to look at other lakes, but we are going to do the same. We are not beholden to a stadium. We are not beholden to who's going to pay us the most money for a CVB. Of course, we need that kind of tourism dollars and whatnot. But I would say, honestly, you know, with regards to facility for trailer and 125 boats and enough acreage that these guys aren't going to be rub rail to rub rail all the time, we're gonna take all venues into consideration. And those folks out there listening who have a favorite local lake that they want to see the guys come to, I live right on a small lake like Altoona. Call your local tourism boards and tell them we're coming. You know,
let them know.
Email us.
Hey, I'm gonna add this to you, boys. Give me some breaking news. This is the first time you're gonna hear this.
Please, thank you.
Got any breaking news?
Oh yeah, from
breaking news?
Yeah, breaking news.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, Al McCulloch. Al McCulloch with a breaking news. And now here's your Channel 10 news guy, Al McCulloch. Here you go, Al.
So a lot of questions we get is about the schedule. We don't have any hard dates, we don't have any hard venues. But what I will tell you for people out there, take a map of the United States, lay it out on your table. Go from Conroe in Houston up to Pool 8 in La Crosse and go down to Eufaula in Alabama and look at that triangle there, okay? 60% of our events are probably going to be in that area every year simply because anglers live in that general area.
Makes sense.
Okay? Hypothetically, just say year one. In year one, we do the triangle, four events, and then two events. We go out to Clear Lake, Shasta, the Delta, Havasu Mead. We take two events out of any of those lakes. Year two, we go inside the triangle. We go to the Northeast. We go to, you know, Champlain or...
Dude, I love this.
Whatever other venue.
It's like a battle there. Plan. I like it. I'm playing Stratego.
Year three, we go inside that triangle. Let's go to Lake O. Let's go down to Clewiston. Let's go to Lanier. Let's go to Harris Chain. Let's go to Hartwell. And then let's do it all over again. But the most sense and the best that we can talk about as far as schedule goes is that central section. Every time you get that magazine from Bassmaster, it talks about the lakes. That central area is where about 50 to 60% of the events are going to take place. We got a lot of great fisheries and venues and cities in those areas.
That's awesome. Man. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. And here, yeah. Check this out. Well, here's what you're going to get. This is my opinion. I think this is what you're going
to
get. You're going to get. You're going to get the guys that love to freaking bass fish. Okay, like remember... let's go back to like 2000s where guys were fishing both tours, both derp tours. You had like,
right.
I mean, shoot, you had, Davey Hyde, who was just on the show. Davey was fishing FLW and Bassmasters. Okay?
And a lot of them were fishing PAA and stuff like that.
Because they love
the
fish.
Yeah.
And all it is more opportunities for them to make money. It's more.
Absolutely.
Bassin's a gambling game. I don't care what anybody says. And that's these guys' business. If they got more opportunities to make 50K in a derb, they're going to fish it. And especially if they feel confident that they might be more talented than a few of the other guys in the field. You know what I'm saying? You're going to fill the buck 25. I know you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the other deciding factors that hasn't been mentioned in relation to the schedule, the anglers will play a decision role in the final schedule. The anglers will have a say. It hasn't been decided yet in full. They're not going to be able to say, okay, Guntersville in March, Eufaula in May. They're not going to be able to fine tune it to that level, but they will have a say where they're willing to drive to, where they're willing to participate, what makes the most sense for them as a consensus. Mm-hmm. Every decision that we make, and I'm not talking about a hand-selected angler board that we pick out our 10 guys and say, okay, guys, tell us. I mean, we're going to go to the entire field top to bottom. We're going to make it manageable for college graduates, retirees. You name anybody that has that passion that you're talking about, and if I can tell a little story here,
because it
reinvigorated what I'm participating in this for and what I do every day.
Paul Bunsen.
Last Thursday, my good friend Romel Ragnon flew down from Chicago. You know Romel, Pat.
Yeah, you know Romel too, Ryan and JP. Yeah, you guys absolutely know Romel from he had the old flip boy jig. He was the old flip boy.
JP knows Romel. So Romel flies down. I pick him up at the airport. We went to Chick Friday twice. We went to Guntersville Saturday. And we went back to Chick on Sunday all day. Right up, he got to the Atlanta airport with like 10 minutes to spare to make his plane. The passion that I saw Romel fishing with, you know his capabilities, you know his club, you know what he does.
Oh yeah.
That's a guy that works for Cash and Rods year in and year out, no questions asked. And that was kind of a little way to help him say thank you. But Sunday he broke his personal best, bluebird, crystal clear skies, 40, crisp breeze, and one of the guides, there's two guides at Chickamauga right now that you will not fail to go with. Chris Height Fishing.
Okay.
Chris Height Fishing always does an awesome job. Hensley Powell is not officially guiding yet, but I think in December he will be officially guiding. But Hensley Powell's an FLW Tour pro. Chris, first cast, Romel, probably about the 10th cast, but the first fish Chris put us on Friday morning was like a 5.5-pounder.
Not too shabby. What the hell is going on?
You got Mike Myers back there.
Little Halloween replay.
I see
from,
that.
Last week, Al's in trouble. I see the resemblance, though.
Who is that?
Behind
Al?
You. Behind you.
That's my drunk Irish neighbor that comes over and steals bourbon every night.
on Sunday, our buddy Romel broke his personal best with a 9.4.
So amazingly weird.
Fish.
I love it.
9.4.
So, The passion that these anglers have is why we're doing what we're doing.
A 9.4 he caught.
9.4. It's all over Facebook.
Oh.
9.4. Bluebird skies, breezy, 40 degrees maybe, 43, 44 degrees maybe. You're not throwing top water. It took 13 pounds to win the local derby on Sunday. And we had 13 and 2 fish. We probably, I don't want to be one of those guys over talking what we had and whatnot, but we had multiple fish over 5. We had a bunch of 3.5s and we had 1 9.4. And seeing Romel's passion for it, seeing how fired up that makes him, that's why we do what we do. That's why
he's
you do
Chicago.
What you do.
A 9-pounder, if that don't get you excited, you're a dum-dum.
Wait, all these big fish were caught on the Nedrig?
Exactly.
That's right.
He did just win, I don't know what his club calls it, Boater of the Year, Angler of the Year. Congratulations, Romel, on, I believe it's Boater of the Year.
Nice.
And they said he won it on, that's all he throws is Nedrig. He came down south. We put 65-pound braid on our brand new FTR 90674 frog rod.
Look at you. You
see it? Cash and rods,
throwing out skews,
and went out and just smoked them on a James. I think it was a James Watson signed edition whopper plopper.
Makes
that
sense.
We were even using
the tripod plopper, actually.
The tricycle. tricycle.
Yeah. WW tricycle.
But the heart of it is the passion of the anglers. The heart of it is we want to give these guys an opportunity to procure financial freedom to chase the classic, to chase whatever the cup becomes. I'm not 100% sure, but I've heard rumor that there will not be a cup, but I don't think we know definitives in that yet. But whatever that championship becomes, you know, that's what we want to do. We want to give these guys an opportunity.
Here's the $67 zillion question right now. Yeah. Here it is. All right. Why fish the National Professional Fishing League over the other leagues? You're a guy that's making a decision, can only fish one. Why pick your league? Sell me.
Go ahead, Paulie. You start.
44th place gets $9,000. We're paying 1 in 3 boats. Your $5,000 entry fee you stand to make, let's say and I've heard Al say it verbatim like this, let's say on the high end, your trip investment of cost and everything, you're looking at about $1,500, even $2,000 is what it costs you to fish that week. You're leaving with $2,000 in your pocket. That's for 44th place. When the sponsors do come, you know, the sponsorship dollars go back into the payouts to pay deeper, to pay bigger, to pay more. We don't pull any punches about it. You want to make money, come fish our league. That's what we're focused on is helping these guys get paid.
Okay.
Nice.
I like it.
Nice. Will you be having a championship?
Yes.
Yes.
A non-entry fee championship, part of the entry fees from the year, the top 25 anglers based on points. They're going to go to a showdown, a 3-day tournament, fishing for $250,000 in prize money. Like I said, non-entry. Last guy's going to get $5,000. Champion will get $50,000 the first year. We bring on some sponsors. We're going to jack that purse up. Our goal in 5 years, guys, it's lofty, but we've got the ownership to grow to do it in 5 years. The champion is going to be raising a check for $500,000.
Hell yeah!
Angler of the year will be $100,000.
Nice.
And the top 25, that bottom check will be anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000. Those are our goals.
What's that championship going to be? Is that going to be a cup, a mug, a shot glass, a wine glass?
What's I'll tell you be? What. We're taking suggestions right now. So if you want to email Paul at Cash and Rods,
No.
Nice ceramic mug.
Not that email address. I have to work at that. Our email.
Cash is spelled K A S
H I O. Al does bring up a good point. You can reach any of us at al@tnpfl.com. Brad@tnpfl.com, info@tnpfl.com. The National Professional Fishing League, tnpfl.com. Put anybody's name in front of it. Pat, we're going to sign you up with a Pat@tnpfl.
Thank you.
There we go.
Yes. I have ideas. Don't worry. Yeah. I got tons. I'm glad that you guys are my buddies because I got great ideas. Yeah. I feed the mayonnaise to the tuna fish. You know that.
Well, you're talking about sponsorship, okay? I'm going to give Straycast an opportunity to be one of our sponsoring podcast shows right now, okay?
Wow.
Historically, FLW Bass, they always let the angler pick their music that they walk up to.
Yeah.
Patrick Renwick picks 125 songs. You pick the angler's music based on your information of them and their personality. You can have an interview process. I don't mind.
I'm in.
You perfect.
I'm in.
Done.
I support this.
It's Led Zeppelin the whole time. Just play it all.
Zeppelin, exactly. Some Doors, Van Halen. We'll get you guys right. Yeah. We'll get you right.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the National Professional Fishing League. Give it up for Angler X. He's unchained and bringing 5 to the stage.
I love
MC.
I want Fat Pat. Cat Newton to be your MC. That's who I would like to see as an
well.
He's way better than me.
Hide the women and children.
Yeah, that's for sure.
a lot of people have asked that question, and if I can get a little bit touching here on this, Fat Cat and I go back a minute. you know, he's like a brother to me. I love the guy to death. I don't know if he sleep well. No, he's not sleeping now. He's not driving the truck right now.
He's driving and sleeping, actually, as we speak.
But
yeah,
but
control.
He nobody understands what that guy does behind the scenes, not just for us, but for Bass Mafia, for Primal Urge, for all the companies that he believes in. He is not a salesman in the sense that, you know, you can't go to him, Pat, and say, hey, I got this widget, go sell it, and I'll pay you $1 million. That's not how he works. If he doesn't believe in the product, if he doesn't believe in the company, if he doesn't believe in the you know, people involved, he's not going to participate. So I love Fat Cat like a brother. I would 100% appreciate and love to be able to work out a deal to where he can participate with us. You know, that we don't want to put any carts before the horse, but that's a very viable option for him to be involved in what we do. You know,
he's Fat Cat's a natural talent.
Look, guys, it all comes down to this. It's about resumes. And any time you can win back-to-back classics in 1987, you got to really consider that individual. You do.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I have complaints about you guys, too, already, just so I hope you know. I got letters already about you guys. So this,
go ahead.
Yeah. This one is from a guy. His name's Justin Kimmel. I'm just going to flat out.
The whistleblower?
Yeah, he's the old whistleblower himself. You know, professional fish head, you know. He said, thanks a lot, guys, for responding to my resume.
I got it today.
Well, he said he sent it 10 days ago when you made the announcement. Like, immediately, like, he wanted to be the guy, the poster boy, the dude for the NPFL AACP. He wanted the whole thing. He wanted to be the guy. You didn't even call him. You didn't even do his thing.
Well, he sent it to the wrong email address, so that shows that he gets a check for listening skills right there.
What a knucklehead.
He sent it this morning to me at the wrong email address, so we'll address that tomorrow. But Kimmel's a perfect example of a guy who we'd love to have participating.
Yeah, I got lots of complaint emails about you guys, and they were all from Justin. They were all from him. So, hey, let's Ryan, let's see. You want to find out how cool these guys really are as fishing league owners?
Well, I have one question real quick to see how
it won't be quick.
Real quick.
Okay.
Paul Benson.
Where's Paul?
What kind of van? Paul. What kind of Vans are you wearing right now?
I knew it.
What style of Vans you got on right now?
I didn't hear it.
What style of Vans shoes are you wearing right now?
He's got the old checkerboard.
You got the Spicoli?
You got the Spicoli's? Yeah.
Good gracious.
He keeps falling. Did you wear a helmet when you were a kid?
Is there an earthquake in Peachtree?
Now this is,
whoa.
This is
he's got the camos.
This is with my overalls, but some woodland camo. Those are Vans, buddy. Vans.
You are a template of Bass in fashion. I just want to tell you that.
I know you mentioned you only wear Vans, same here, and our producer Andy, we're all Vans guys too. So I had to hit you.
I was thinking about wearing the kilt tonight, and I was instructed. I was actually instructed to wear the overalls shirtless.
Yeah, that would have been amazing, dude.
But I went with the old tried and trusty Cash and T-shirt.
I see it peeking out there. I see it.
They're $19.95 at cashandrods.com, but Elite Angler also makes a wonderful, comfortable T-shirt.
Yeah, you know what else Elite
next
Angler
time,
has?
Get a pipe in front of that thing, and that'll complete the outfit.
A corn cobber. But yeah, one of the Elite Angler has some cool apparel, and I want to tell you my favorite thing that Elite Angler has is the James Watson silky bedroom pouch. It's just a very comfortable piece of clothing. I love to wear it. It's got James' face on it. That bedroom pouch is just like home.
It was the Snuggie before the Snuggie was fashionable.
Yes. The James Watson silky
we just had
smooth
a
bedroom
the,
pouch.
The trophy for the championship should be the Golden Armadillo presented by Paul Benson.
Oh,
No, there you go. We're not.
We got a call from Pete on that, by the way.
Oh, no, don't worry. The
roadside armadillo.
They sent us letters, too. Let's lay it on the line. You guys are Bass Fishing League owners, okay? Actually, it's pretty cool because like nobody from BASS ever did this or the MILFs. They never, you know, like said, hey, you know, have us owners on your show.
Yeah, Ray Scott was on a podcast.
Ray. Ray.
They
you
didn't
guys
have
are
him.
More popular than we are.
Now cut it out. We
he was
are
just
not.
In the papers.
My mom likes me. That's about it.
No, nah, we're number
all
six.
That matters.
Yeah. All right. We're so we're going to find out how cool you guys really are. We're going to interrogate you, okay, as Bass Fishing League owners. And I want you to be completely honest and answer these questions.
With no.
Yes, Paul Benson. I'm just going to walk downstairs and go eat my tater tots right now unless you're going to answer these honestly. Are you going to do it, Paul? Are you going to play nice?
Yes.
Okay. Andy, give me some interrogation music, please.
Yes.
I'll get the lights way in here.
Put it right over your head, Al. You promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. No bullshit and complete proper bassin', man.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
First one, Paul Benson. Eliminate one of these from your league. Wrapped truck, wrapped boat, or fishing jersey. Eliminate one. Make one. Eliminate it.
I'm gonna go with. Jersey.
Eliminate the jersey. Jerseys are dumb.
Yep.
Yeah. Excellent, Andy. Give him a round of applause. Stop everything. A round of applause, Paul Benson. Very amazing, proper bassin' man. Answer there.
That is the right answer.
Yes, that is the right answer. Yeah. I like wrap trucks and boats. I think they look cool, but jerseys are dumb.
Yeah, being individual.
I mean, don't professional bass guys, don't get me wrong. I know you have to wear them, but...
Still look dumb.
Yeah. I don't know. Fighter would look cooler in a poncho. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You know who has the coolest jersey in fishing?
Who?
Julie from Missile Baits.
Really?
Really?
Yes, John Cruz's handler. Next time you see Julie at the Classic or somewhere in a jersey, her name on the back of her jersey says "Not a Pro." One word, no spaces.
I love that.
There should be more jerseys like that.
It's awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
And she loves it. She wears it everywhere. Beautiful.
Let's talk about violations. I want to see how you guys are going to handle these. I'm giving this to Al right now. Let's interrogate you some more, Al. Violations. Very important as far as credibility and respectability.
I don't even need the question. Electric chair.
Electric chair?
Electric chair.
Okay. Well, I mean, I get it. So it's not a private execution. It's a public execution.
In the town square at high noon.
All right, so you're going to be very strict and very harsh if any violations ensue.
Well, I will tell you this. When it comes to the rules, sometimes they can get all discombobulated and subjective.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to have a set of standard rules for every fishery. The only thing that's ever going to change on those rules will be time off the water before the event, off limits during the event, and slot and inch limit on species. Those are the three that will be malleable.
Okay. But...
No instant replay either. We're not doing it. We're not doing it.
You're not going upstairs for the.
No.
You're not sending
you know
it up to the box.
No
we'll
booth
have
review.
You guys down there doing the broadcast, you guys can go upstairs and get a ruling, and then you guys can go ahead and wire it into Paul's ear.
Yeah, I'll just call him up. Call him up real quick. All right.
Yeah.
I got you there. So, like, you're not going to turn an eye. If something happens, it happens. You're done. I've seen organizations turn eyes, man. I ain't going to kid you.
No, we'll be very, very strict as far as the rules go. All the anglers will understand them. Like I said, I cut my teeth with the Terrell family and Anglers in Action. I saw how they've done it over the years. The tournament director's decision is final. But these rules will be, you know, basically like walking and breathing. They'll know what they are, and they won't change from fishery to fishery except the three that I just told you about.
Got it. Okay, there we go. Let's continue the interrogation. Al, back to you again.
All right.
Why did you pick the five fish format? Why not catch as many as you can? Why, Al?
Well, the five fish, it's in the DNA of the competitive angler, and it's what the fans love.
Okay. A very, very good answer.
Good answer.
Because America, that's why. America.
America.
Five-fish lemons.
America.
Right there. America.
Speaking of America, yep. Paul Benson, I bring this next question to you. Why is there no or not more sex in bass fishing? I love sex. I know you guys love sex. Like, sex sells, man. Like, why can't it be tasteful? Like,
obviously, you never watched the Spawn tournament.
I mean, Al, thank you. Cheerleaders.
Hey, here it is, guys. Here it is. Breaking news.
Yep.
Cheerleaders. Cheerleaders at the NPFL.
Are you promising?
Cheerleaders.
Are you promising?
I'm promising. Hey, I will tell you this, Pat. 100% first event. Cheerleaders for Pat and Stray Cast crew.
Thank you very much. Thank you. If you don't have cheerleaders, Ryan's going to punch JP. So I hope you can live with that.
Trust me, we will have cheerleaders.
Okay.
Paul, get to work on it.
Paul, I want to be in the interview process for that, please. I want the casting couch job. Thank you. I'm in.
Absolutely.
Yes.
To answer the sex question, yes, Pat, and we can talk more about specifics off the air in the fishing industry. But I'm kind of a nobody, and I hear the rumors of who's doing what to who, when, why, where, and how, and I think there's plenty of it. You know, we just have to get your lines of communication straightened out.
So you can get the
rumor mill straight.
I've only
heard rumors about like one person.
I heard a ton of them. I know who's zooming who, believe me. But here's what I'm getting at. Like, why? I mean, we need it as a sales point. We see it in football all the time, right? Boom. It's football. The only ad that we have to see about sex and bass fishing is what's his name? Lane.
Chris Lane?
No, Russ Lane. Did the damn. Medicine. You know what I mean? Whatever that deal was. What did he do?
Hi, I'm Jimmy Johnson, the former coach of the Dallas Cowboys. I suffer from ED.
Yeah. And now we're not talking about the ED, the double ED.
No, not
that,
ED.
That Ronnie and I have, and you guys have. You guys have that ED too. So we need sex in bass fishing. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to offend people. It's just a natural thing. It's very natural.
Well, it sells.
Well, every time I hear Watson ask Todd Castledon to take his shirt off at a weigh-in, I think that it's there. We just gotta find another way to channel it. So.
Yeah. Okay. Here, Al. Now this is serious stuff.
Need to diversify.
Okay.
Yeah. Serious stuff. The league is in its third year. It's kicking butt, man. You're doing great. You guys are rocking and rolling. Here comes the feds, all right? Here comes the feds rolling in now. And who do they cuff but Paul Benson? And behind the feds is a bunch of angry pedo women. They're mad at Paul. They got Paul arrested for cruelty to animals, for his cruelty to armadillos.
I'll catch up to him.
Yeah, how do you overcome this?
They didn't
right?
like the golden lab.
Yeah,
armadillo.
You're losing a critical element of the league. How do you deal with this?
Listen, I mean, it's very simple. Is there a benevolent fund to the armadillo, the puppy mill, whatever? What kind of donation?
You're
going to
pay him off. You're
going to
pay him off. Solid.
Basically, they say that if you give us $11.35, we'll let him go, and that's all it would take.
Okay.
There it is. Boom. Right there. Thanks. So, Paul,
we're paying him off.
We're okay. Exactly. Good answer. That's a proper bassin' man.
We know. We only spray painted one armadillo gold to give away.
Paul Benson, the league is 26 years in. The league has just become a staple of bass fishing history. And actually, some producers from the outside channel, the outdoor channel folded. The outside channel is now prevalent. And they want to do a documentary on you. Who is the Hollywood actor that is going to play the role of Paul Benson? Who's that guy? Who's playing Paul?
John Stamos. John Stamos. Hands
down. Oh, geez.
Absolutely. Yes, you are. You are Blackie. You are like Uncle Jesse. Look at you, you freaking stud.
I do think it's Uncle Jesse.
He does like Uncle Jesse. He's like a backwoods Uncle Jesse. I love it.
Jesse and the Rippers.
Yes, sir.
You know who his best friend is?
Uncle Jesse.
Over there in the garage, Cooter.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Wait, who?
That's Uncle Jesse from Duke of Hazzard.
Exactly.
I'm talking about Uncle Jesse from
his actual best friend was Don Rickles.
Oh yeah, you mean
Don, Mr. Furley.
Yeah, and look at John Stamos' resume of you know, speaking.
You know what? Now that I look at it, I see John Stamos.
He does look like Stamos. This is scary.
This is going to screw me up for life.
Wow.
I think Paul Rudd could grow a beard and play it.
Yeah, you could be a Paul.
My first haircut in Atlanta. First haircut ever. I was, I moved here. I think I was 21, 22. Go to this little barber shop around the corner from my brand new office. And this lady, like, falls back when I walk in the door. And then, of course, I was much younger, no gray in my beard. I had a longer coif, about the same.
Coif.
But it's like 5:30 at night. No one else is in here. And this lady, like, hits the wall like old Fred Sanford grabs her chest. And I'm like, what is wrong with this lady? You know, this is just weird. But I'm overdue for a haircut working. I used to have to wear a shirt and tie to work in Atlanta. And we go around to her corner, and she literally has every Teen Bop poster of Stamos. I kid you not. She thought I was – I'll show you some old pictures when I was skinnier, younger, and everything else.
More
she
Stamos-ish.
Thought I was Stamos at first. I thought this lady was going to cut my throat in the back of this barbershop.
Wow.
And, like, stuff me or something. It was absolutely insane. And no matter how much I told her, every time I told her, no, ma'am, here, look at my driver's license, she thought like I was lying to her.
You
aren't.
Cut it out. Cut it out.
Atlanta,
cut it out, John.
Atlanta is an insane place.
So did you, I mean, come on, let's be honest. Did you ever use that
likeness?
Did you ever use that likeness to get a little something, you know?
Not that I can remember, but that's not to say that I didn't. So
you're talking like a politician now. He lost points on the interrogation there. Yeah. Andy, give him a loss point on the interrogation. Okay.
I had a much more direct approach of putting the bar stool next to the ladies' room.
There you go.
All right. Let's get back to Al. I still got to interrogate Al. Al, if you were to pick a band to headline your big cup, your big classic, your big deal at the end of the year, who's that band going to be? Who's the band?
I mean, it's Led Zeppelin in their heyday. No doubt about it.
Awesome.
No doubt.
Yeah. With a hologram. Like, we would bring... Yeah, so we'd have the three survivors, and then we'd have a hologram of John Bonham. It would be awesome.
Absolutely. You know, and what's his boy's name that's playing?
Jason.
Jason, thank you.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, Led Zeppelin in their heyday. I mean, when it comes to rock and roll, you know, I go a close second. You know, a close second might be, I was a big fan of the boys. Your Chicago boys up there in Aurora.
Oh, Styx?
No.
Ario?
Wayne
Cheap
and Garth
Tricks.
With Queen.
Cheap Tricks. Oh.
Maybe you put Queen up there, Wayne and Garth, the big fans of Queen.
They're
from
Queen's
Australia, Queensland.
They're from over there in Britain, but I'm talking about your boys from Aurora, Illinois, Wayne and Garth.
Oh, Wayne and Garth. Yeah.
Yeah.
So my role models, watch this. Now I'm one of those guys. See that? How I did that?
Yeah. There it is.
See how
swing.
I did that?
Swing. Hey, Paul. Swing. Swing.
Sphincter say what? But anyway.
Can I swing your wife?
Hey, guys, final question. And Paul, I'm going to put this on to you since you're a problem solver, and I think that you may have the answer to saving the world someday. Paul,
John Stamos, you're on the air.
John Stamos, yeah. Hey, Paul, we need to make Shark Week better, man. Shark Week sucks now. All right? How can we make Shark Week better, Paul?
It's fake.
How?
Now.
I want an answer after this.
Okay.
Now, the instant answer that everyone's going to say that drives me berserk is going to be you put lasers on them.
Laser beams.
You know?
Yeah.
Because Dr. Evil said, sharks with friggin' lasers.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
Exactly.
I don't think we're going the laser route, boys.
Okay.
I don't think we're going the
How do we make it better?
Route.
Shark Week sucks. I'm so disappointed. I can't even watch this shit anymore. It's like the Bears right now.
Well, I haven't watched it in like 15 years, but they still do the South African ones, the great
they eat
whites
the seals.
Oh,
aerial.
See, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
But now they do like fake TV shows.
Yeah, it's just dumb.
Fake stories about shark attacks.
Save the day.
I think we have the Arthur Fonzarelli contest, and people have to jump them and get eaten by the sharks.
They get
and this way,
eaten.
Nobody's
yes.
jumping the sharks no more.
B-list celebrities like Hasselhoff. Good. We just sacrifice them for their uselessness.
Man down.
Yes.
Man down.
Yeah. Jasmine, please run one more time.
Yeah, the chick that did that.
I ordered two tripods. I was thinking more of a running man type setup with politicians.
Here's the
yes. We need Richard Dawson to announce it also.
Yes.
Yeah.
You want to maintain your elected seat? You're gonna swim for your job there through these shark infested waters.
That'll prove
you
a true American.
You've earned it.
Here's the answer. Yeah. You get your top angler. Whoever that may be, Paul Benson, and I'm just making this up right now. It wasn't even part of it, but this guy, I feed the man, he's a tuna fish. Here's the idea. Paul, Al, here it is. Whoever your top dog is, the number one guy in your new bassin league, you get a commercial, it's him with a little baby seal, little guy on a flip stick in a bass boat.
An appetizer.
In a bass boat, flipping, and Jack's a great white. Boom! There's the opening scene for your new league and the opening scene for Shark Week. Instantly you take off. That's the deal.
It's
that 21-foot boat turns into a big ski.
Come on, dude. Remember, like, back in the day, Shimano used to do commercials. I don't remember if you guys remember this, but for the old Bantams, they would be shark fishing with 5.5-foot pistol grip bass rods. Now we're going to do it. 7.5, 8-foot flips with the 20-foot great white sharks, 2-ounce seal imitation swim bait. Boom.
The best part was that it was a baby seal.
Yeah, baby
like
seal.
It's got to be
like a cute eyelashes,
super cute,
big blue
eyes. Yeah,
yes.
Just annihilated, and your top angler just
The Ronnie Moore of seals. You know, we're gonna chuck out there and throw to the sharks.
A little baby seal angel,
plopper tail.
Hey, are we thinking that Ronnie Moore beard's gonna be in by the Classic? So that's about 6 months?
No, I think by the third year of your organization, it ought to be getting pretty good.
That'd be it.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Hey, but seriously, guys, I'm excited for you guys. I love all things bass fishing. You guys are my friends. I wish you success. And anything that we can do to help, you let us know, okay?
Y'all have a seat at the table.
Awesome, man. And I seriously want to be in on the interview process for the cheerleaders, as well as, the whole deal with the music and all that stuff.
Can we say hey to JP? I just feel like JP never gets the love. Yeah, he's the back.
You're not
going to backbone.
Yeah,
yeah.
There he is.
What up? What up? What up, Paul?
He missed you. He missed you horribly, Paul. In fact, we just got him from the. From the bar in Hot Springs. He was still there from the Forestwood Cup.
Yeah, he was still at Hotel Hot Springs.
Yeah,
we
just got him a couple episodes. But hey, before we get out of here, guys, anything that you would like to say to potential sponsors, potential anglers, potential fans about your new league? Wrap it up for us, guys.
You know what? To all the sponsors, anglers, venue cities, lakes, rivers, whatever it might be, go to our website, www.tnpfl.com. All the information is there to put in your resume as an angler, a sponsor, or a venue. We're going to work hard to make this a great platform for 125 new faces and new personalities, and we ask everybody to come along for the ride.
Heck yeah.
Awesome.
Absolutely. Al, Paul, thanks for coming on, man. We had a great time with you. I hope you guys had fun too, man.
Absolutely.
We love y'all, and thank you for the opportunity, and we can't wait to drop news here after the first of the year. Y'all will get the nod for first dibs on a lot of that stuff. We have a lot of respect for what y'all do, being straight shooters.
Thank you very much, man, and we respect you mutually, no doubt about it.
Thank
Al McCulloch, Paul Benson, National Professional Fishing League, kicking off 2021. Can't wait. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Take care, y'all.
Give it up one more time for those guys. Boom, pow. Bing, bing, boom. Wow, it's a long show. You guys tired?
It's a long show.
Look at Andy. He's exhausted. Andy, say a few things.
He's tired.
Tell us how you're feeling right now.
A little tired.
You're a little tired, Ange?
A little bit.
You can do a tight, tight boo-boo. Okay. Here's what we're going to do. What are you laughing about, Danny?
Yeah, a little tight, tight boo-boo.
drank my whole mug.
You did.
Never done that.
Look at
the show
you.
Before.
An entire dollop of TH.
Yeah.
Right there. I want to tell you guys something before we go, and I know all you guys are in a hurry, but I'm not in a hurry. So I'm going to tell you something before we go. Alpha Angler Rods. they're a pleasure to fish with, right? You guys, everyone in this room,
more than a pleasure,
have had the opportunity to fish with Alpha Angler rods. Well,
yes.
I want to share something pretty exciting that happened to me with Alpha Angler rods, and I want you to know that this is available to everyone that watches and listens to this show, okay? All of you know about Alpha Angler rods.
Yeah, they're still just for fishing.
They're not just for breakfast anymore.
Okay.
All right. But they now have, they've always had, Alpha Angler Customs. Do you know about Alpha Angler Customs? Danny, do you know about Alpha Angler Customs?
I've seen yours.
They
also, you're doing some secret stuff.
I am doing secret stuff. I'm not going to lie. I have, with Jake and old Pawpaw, old Steve, they have helped me design my perfect crankbait rod and perfect flipping rod. It's an old school, proper bassin, man, 7-Eleven parabolic flipstick and a 7-foot S-glass heavy cranking rod.
So you don't like those ones where just 20% of the tip bends when you set the hook?
No, I like the parabolicness of the moderate fastness of the parabolici.
Yeah, if it doesn't make a letter C, I'm not in.
And J. Pelcostomus.
Yeah.
For all that. Yeah. With that being said, check out alphaangler.com. Custom. Alpha Angler Customs. They'll make you whatever you want. So, for example, a hitter is 7'6".
The ninja stick.
The ninja stick. Mm-hmm. Yep. And he had a special 7'4 swing head rod made. Boom. Yeah. Call him up. Write him an email. They'll make you whatever the heck you want. That's the luxury of dealing with a company like Alpha Angler. And it's not a sales pitch. It's just cool as hell. You get to do, I mean.
Can I get a 5-foot pistol grip?
Yeah, absolutely you can. You think I'm kidding you. You know you can.
The roll cast in the old classic.
You know who's a real pistol?
Who's that?
Danny Pete? And JP.
Pete? No.
Danny and JP. Old Dickie Moe.
Dickie Moe.
And JP Pie Pie.
Do you
Picky
like
Pie
that
Po?
Nickname, Dickie?
Yeah, don't mind
you like
it.
Dickie
yeah,
Moe?
Yeah, I was about to say.
All right.
Yeah. That that one can stay.
That's from Brian DeCarpenter.
That's you.
Exactly.
That's an old Heckle and Jekyll.
It's got good origin.
I thought it was just because there was pictures of him wearing a Dickie.
D.I. Dickie Moe. You guys want to give away stuff?
I think we're going to give away
stuff. What are we giving away?
We are going to give away a slew of War Eagle products.
War Eagle spinnerbaits.
War Eagle spinnerbaits.
The deal.
Are you ready for the winner?
I'm ready for the winner. They liked and shared. Are you sure they liked and shared? You're not just picking your friend?
We have check.
You can pick your friends. You can pick your nose, but you can't pick your friend's nose.
Bingo. We have check, double checked. We have a winner.
The winner, Daniel.
And the winner for the War Eagle Custom Spinnerbait Giveaway is Frank Morris.
Frank Morris.
Yes, indeed.
Frank Morris. You know how lucky you are,
Frank? Boris?
Boris or Morris? Are you saying Pammon?
Morris?
Morris.
Morris.
Frank with an M.
Boris the Spider?
Morris.
Frank with an M?
Frank M.
Ziggy.
Frank with an M.
Frompk.
Morris.
Frompkin Morris.
Frompk Forrest.
Frank.
Okay, Frank Morris, you won. Now, don't mess up, okay? I'm just telling you, because one of these guys are going to be using your spinnerbaits if you mess up. You got to pick 6 of them. All right, pick 6 of them. Send us the model numbers off the LureNet War Eagle site, and Andy will order you up 6 baits, and then we'll have fun and we'll throw spinner
up,
baits.
They're mine.
Yeah, no, actually they're mine.
Whatever.
Mine.
I think we're gonna wrestle.
Mine.
We have gathered together today on this thin raft of bass fishing. With appreciation, I thank the reason for the season, the bass. Right. Without you, Bass, there is no us. There is no you, viewers. There is no you, sponsors. There is no nothing without the Bass. So that, Bass, we thank you. Thank you.
Thank Hello, you. Bass.
Thank you very much to all the people that make this show possible. You know who you are. Who are they, Rye? TH Marine.
Alpha Angler.
Pick a sponsor, Danny.
War Eagle
spinnerbaits. JP, pick a sponsor.
Oh, Paul Benson, we love you.
Sponsor. Bite Me Tackle. Andy, what's the sponsor?
Line and Lure
conditioner.
Row Varney Jigs.
Hey,
Row Varney
Power Jigs. Pole.
Power Pole, Bada Stern. All that good stuff.
Bite Me Tackle.
You bite me.
Did you say bite me?
Yeah.
KBD Line and Lure.
They said that.
When all else fails, we can still remember that the dawn of the proper bassin man is among us. Please, we start Legends Month, where I will escape from modern bass fishing. I will leave tournament leagues and turmoil and go back to nothing But the bass, I will take you on my trip. We'll take you on my journey. We enter the town of my birth.
Nothing but mono.
Nothing but mono and pistol grips. Legends start next week. Jimmy Houston coming up. What's the date next week? 13th?
Yep.
And then the 20th, Denny Brower. How you like them, Yapkas?
I like that a lot.
Denny Brower coming on. And then we're going to take time off. Andy's going to make us some ham with nice glazed sauce on it.
Okay.
And then we're going to come back in December on the 4th or something. Right after something. With the one and only Al Linder. Ryan's Hero.
Oh, I'm excited.
Ryan's Hero, Al Linder. I can't wait. Thank you all. I'm Pat Renwick. Ryan Whitaker. Danny Mohan. JP. And Andrew Ellenberger, the Ginger Ninja. We bid you peace. Thank you, Bass Galaxy. We'll see you next week with Jimmy Houston. I'm out.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance.
No, just kidding. This is Pat. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to StrayCast on iTunes and leave a review. Tell us what you think. Any feedback is greatly appreciated. Thanks for listening. Peace!